You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker. For those of you who may not know, last Sunday, I made an appearance on the MGTOWN podcast with Drexel, Tim, and Phil from the Dollhouse. One of the questions that Drex put to me was, do I see the desperation in women in my area of Cuckafornia? Boy, I can tell you this. If you're a guy with a pulse and a job, believe you me, you can get on out here. The facade is broken. These women are coming on the sneak tip like no tomorrow. But ironically, I want to talk about a scenario that I found myself in the gym. Now, there was this younger Asian woman and this older white lady, and they were talking because the Asian woman was trying to figure out a way to approach a guy that she was interested in. So the older white lady, I'm cool with both of them, by the way, she decides to say, hey, can you give us some advice? So, of course, I did the Patrice O'Neal and said, well, if you want to catch a fish, you don't ask another fish how to catch a fish. You ask a fisherman. And of course, it flew over their head. So I had to tone it down and say, listen, you don't ask a woman how to catch a man. You ask a man. And you ask a man who has no interest in you sexually. That way you can get the brutal, honest truth. So, of course, she played out the scenario. And I said, well, first and foremost, what do you want? She's like, well, I want a relationship. I said, well, you don't get to determine that. Listen, you determine whether or not you're going to sleep with this man. He determines whether or not he's going to give you commitment. That's just how the mating game works. Things are very different now. So, of course, I say, okay, well, let's play the scenario. You're approaching me. First thing I'm going to ask you, social media. Are you going to be transparent with him? And she was like, well, no. I said, well, you automatically killed any chance of an actual relationship. Period, point blank. So that right there, if you can't be transparent with him, that means you got something to hide, which means you're approaching him in bad faith. So I asked her, well, how did you guys initially meet? Over a bar, drinking? I said, okay, that right there, nah, that's bad. Why? Because neither one of you were your actual true selves. Mm-mm. Your only representations, or excuse me, your representatives were the ones that you met. So you're going to have to actually sit down sober, and you're going to have to ask each other this very important question. What do you want? You're saying you want a relationship. However, what do you know what he wants? He may just want casual and occasional. Oh my God, you guys really? Yes, yes, yes. Understand something. We like what we see as men. You women like what you hear. So if he can sell you a dream to get the draws, that's what's going to happen. There are no guarantees. Oh my God. I said, yes, understand something. I'm a married man, but just because I am not playing the mating game does not mean I don't keep myself up to date with the ever-changing and current rules of the mating game. It's blood sport out here. So you need to figure out what you want. You're saying you want a relationship. Do you want marriage? Do you want long-term? And of course, her brain started getting fried. Why? Because I was asking direct questions. And she told me, she was like, well, you know, if you weren't married and you asked me all of this, I could never be with a guy like you. I say, exactly, because I'm going to put your feet to the fire. If this guy has any sort of actual knowledge about women, he'll do the same thing. Now, yes, you are a woman who, in his mind, you could definitely be a Tuesday night. But the question is, will you become anything beyond that? See, that right there, in my humble opinion, is the biggest mistake of the mating game. Well, what's that? People try to reverse engineer people from what they are to what they want them to be. Listen, you seem like a nice woman, but if he wants you to be a Tuesday night, then guess what? You'll never be anything beyond a Tuesday night. And you just have to deal with that. Or you move on. See, that's why the initial conversation has to be held with two coherent minds. Get everything out of the way right then and there. Now, Joker actually did a video where he talked about a woman who said, you know, get to sex as soon as possible. Now, I went back and actually saw that video. And believe it or not, I'm going to agree with the woman. Like I said before, there are no guarantees. Now, this whole idea of multiple dates and all that stuff, that's in the past. Look, most of these women don't want commitment. They will say they want a commitment, but what they're trying to do is they're trying to parlay sex into a commitment. This is why, gentlemen, you must be brutally honest if you're still going to play this mating game. Say what you want up front. Make sure you're not under any substances like alcohol, drugs, anything like that. Make sure you have a clear, coherent mind. Say what you want, mean what you say, and let her choose whether or not she wants to be a part of it. If not, cool. No harm, no foul. Move on. But all in all, these women are getting extremely desperate. Like I said before, you got a job and a pulse? Yeah, they're coming your way. Some blatant, some on the sneak tip. Oh, when I showed her a picture of the meat sack, her eyes lit up. That's your wife? Yeah. Even though we're separated, we're still legally married. Yeah. Yeah. Social currency. All I have to say is, yeah, I'm married. And these women out here are pretty damn ruthless, I must say. But anyway, all in all, these women out here are doing what they can to latch on to any man that they can. So be careful, gentlemen. As you all know, we are in the midst of cuffing season. And yeah, she's trying to get cuffed. The old white lady, yeah, she pretty much gave up on the dating game because she's aged out. But I still find it hilarious that women still ask women how to catch a man. Oh, well, hey, it is what it is. And this is why I just sit back and watch this entire shit show as it's going on. Because trust and believe, the new mating game, it is literally a dumpster fire on top of a train wreck that has already fell off the cliff and is in free fall. It is a shit show. So, gentlemen, sit back, enjoy. Oh, And apparently, according to Vegito, I came up with a new acronym for the red pill lexicon, LOOSE. Look around, observe everything, sit back, enjoy the show. So yeah, gentlemen, sometimes it is okay to lose, especially in this climate. Well, let me know what you guys think. Have you seen cuffing season go off the rails? Have you been getting those "hey, big head" texts? Have women been coming to you on the slide? Let me know. Oh, and for you ladies around the world, the power is going out for a lot of you, especially with the rent moratoriums gone, your safety nets, all of that, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, as my own eyes have shown me, there are far too many of you for which the strong, independent facade has broken. And you are going to any man that you can with hat in hand. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.